It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting this morning from Grand Island, Nebraska, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. This morning's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
The airlines started issuing travel advisories well in advance of Hurricane Florence, due to hit the Carolinas later this week. All of the major carriers, including Southwest, Delta, American, and United, as of last night, had issued notices about potential travel problems, but had not yet announced preemptive cancellations, the way they did last year with Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma. From This Week in Agribusiness, I'm in central Nebraska today for the Husker Harvest Days Farm Show, its opening day. On the remodeled show site a couple of miles west of Grand Island, a town of 50,000 that is also home to the Nebraska State Fair every summer. Grand Island also is where farm combines are made for Case IH and New Holland, produced in the same plant. Machines made there don't have to go very far out west of town to the Husker Harvest Days show site, where this event has been every year for 41 years. It was the equivalent of a semi-tanker load of jet fuel, 8,000 gallons that spilled into the St. Mary's River from a pipeline in northeast Indiana. The Environmental Protection Agency is monitoring water quality there near Decatur, Indiana. They used booms deployed in the river to contain that spill. The Steak and Shake restaurant chain has its roots in Illinois. Was started in the central Illinois city of Normal, home to Illinois State University, just down the road a couple of hours from Chicago, but until now, Chicago has never had a Steak and Shake of its own. That will change later this month when one opens near the University of Illinois Chicago campus. Reports are that it will serve breakfast and it will have alcohol. If that strike develops at U.S. steel plants in the Midwest, it'll be the first in more than 30 years. The union says business has been booming for their employer with the imposition of those import tariffs, and now it's time, they say, for workers to get some of the money from those profits. Finally, if you're planning to be a leaf peeper this fall, check with your favorite tourism bunch about the progress on the color change. Reports are coming in from Colorado that the color has begun to explode. In many spots, it's ahead of usual. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.